USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspect in an Arkansas Walmart shooting is dead. Forest City police say the man died following a confrontation with officers inside the big box store. Two cops were wounded and are hospitalized in unknown conditions. It's believed the suspect was making threats inside the Walmart. Arkansas State Police have taken over the investigation. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says his new budget aims to significantly cut federal deficits over several years.
We're putting out a plan today that over a period of not that long a period of time brings our budget and our deficit down to what it should be, which is close to zero.
The president insists his proposed budget will not affect Social Security or Medicare, although Democrats say otherwise. The president is also touting the new North American trade deal and first phase of the trade accord with China. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Presidential hopeful Tom Steyer says he'd significantly raise the minimum wage if elected. While campaigning in South Carolina, Steyer says he'd raise the minimum wage to $22 an hour. Other Democrats in the race have proposed a minimum wage of at least $15 an hour. A former first couple have something new for their trophy case. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The film American Factory was produced by former President Barack Obama and former First Lady Michelle, and it was streamed on Netflix. It won the Academy Award for Best Documentary on Sunday night. It tells the story of an abandoned General Motors plant in Ohio that was reopened by a Chinese billionaire. But the film shows how optimism when the huge plant reopened turned to disillusionment and anger as the Chinese management imposed strict exhausting demands on workers and fired those who didn't comply. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Gas prices are continuing their downward trend. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The price of gas has dropped the past 2 weeks, with regular now down to $2.53 a gallon nationally. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the coronavirus is impacting oil prices.
OPEC is quite concerned that falling oil prices greatly risk their livelihood, and the ministerial guiding committee influencing their plans wants to see a production cut of another 600,000 barrels per day, but the key collaborator Russia has not agreed to such a deep cut.
The most expensive gas in the country is in San Francisco.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. won the poll Sunday for the season-opening Daytona 500 next weekend, putting his new team, JTG Doherty Racing, in the NASCAR spotlight for the week. Stenhouse joins Fox News and talks about the pressure of having the pole for the Daytona 500.
You definitely feel a little bit more pressure, but you also feel a little bit more confident as well because you know that you have the fastest car down at the Daytona 500 coming up next Sunday. So we're ready to go. I'm anxious, and you know, now we got to sit until Thursday. We race our duels on Thursday night.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.